trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Team picture. For many children on soccer teams in the Mission Viejo, California stake, their team's picture day was on a Sunday. The children decided to keep the Sabbath day holy and not be included in the pictures. Instead, the soccer players had a photo taken together in their different uniforms on another day. Each child received a copy of the team photo as a reminder of standing up for the right in a difficult situation. Written by Stephanie H., California. End of the article, Trying to Be Like Jesus, read by Brett Venable.
Refusing to ride. At an amusement park, my friend and I went on one ride, while my mom and my sister went on another ride. After the ride was over, my friend asked if I wanted to go on the roller coaster. I said no because my mother had said to come right back after the ride. He said he would pay me if I went on the ride with him. I said no. He kept adding more and more money. He even said he would pay me $100. I said no. Later, I told my mom what had happened. She was proud of me for obeying her. I felt good that I had followed the commandment to obey my parents. Caitlin W., age 7, New York.
Word of wisdom decision. I was invited to a friend's house to play after school one day. When I got there, my friend asked me if I would like some iced tea. I said no. Later, I was excited to tell my family that I'd had a chance to follow the word of wisdom. I'm grateful for commandments that teach me how to choose the right. I know that by following Jesus Christ, I will be happy and be able to live with my family forever. John M., age 6, New York, with help from his mom.
A kind hello. There's a girl on my bus who acts a little different. She doesn't have any friends, and everyone is mean to her. I felt bad, so I went over and said hi. She wanted me to sit with her, so I did. Now I often sit with her on the way to school. She seems happier, and that makes me feel good. I have a little sister with special needs, and I hope someone will do the same for her when she grows up. Brittany H., age 9, Ohio.
Teaching about prayer. My little sister Lily doesn't like to say her prayers. She cries and whines when it's time to pray. One night, Lily saw me kneeling down to say my bedtime prayers. She wanted to say the prayer with me. I told her how important it is to say your own prayers, to thank Heavenly Father for all your blessings. That night, Lily was excited to say her prayers. Connor M., age 7, California, with help from his mom.
End of the article, Trying to Be Like Jesus.